The sermon for today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, 1 to 10. And this is the story of Jesus visiting the house of a tax collector. His name was Zacchaeus, and he lived in Jericho. Jericho was a city of a bad reputation. It was one of the first cities invaded and conquered by the Hebrews, and was also known for Rahab, a prostitute who helped Moses spies while they visit her brothel. So I wouldn't expect to find holy and purity or holy and pure people there. Jericho had a bad reputation. Jesus was interested in looking for those who were socially destroyed, those that society had considered lost. And that's the reason why he did visit the house of Zacchaeus. And if our Christianity is a type of belief that is exclusive to be lived with those who consider themselves sinless, then we are living a Christianity without Jesus, because Jesus was found where sinners were. The story of Zacchaeus is the story of a man who, after having taken advantage of the work and the fragility of the most vulnerable for so long, he has discovered that the only way to save himself is by repairing the damage he has caused to others. At the beginning of the year 2000, I worked as a science teacher for a school of the Assemblies of God in Smithfield, North Carolina. In my job interview, the first question that the rector or the principal asked me was if I was saved. As I knew the language of the evangelicals and I needed the job, I told him, "Of course I am saved." Though I was not necessarily talking about the salvation that Jesus referred to in the book of Luke. There is a certain sector of Christianity that is compulsively interested in the afterlife salvation. For Jesus, salvation was found here and now, and it meant pausing, stopping to continue hurting others, to repair the damage caused. That is the type of salvation Zacchaeus found and that Jesus applauded. The Greek word for soteria means salvation. In the Christian environment, it is used in reference for being right before God, to avoid eternal condemnation due to sin. And salvation is what the United States needs now. The original sin of the United States is racism. We cannot think in Christian salvation for this country as long as those who rule by the doctrine of discrimination and the perpetuation of white privilege do not reflect, do not stop, and do not repair the damage caused by racism. There can be no salvation for this country as long as the damage caused by racism is not repaired. And although the issue of racism has been politicized, the truth is that both Republicans and Democrats are equally guilty of this horrible sin. This also includes some Christian leaders who describe themselves as progressive. To give you an example, just this week I met a white progressive pastor who, using his power and privilege, not only did he use his position as a pastor to humiliate and belittle a Latino organization, but he also did so by unloading his anger and rage, expecting us to ask for forgiveness and apologies. This country needs salvation, but not the salvation invented, designed, and marketed by white American Christianity based on Paul's imperial theology. The United States needs the salvation of Jesus, the peasant, who was on the side of the less favored, the exploited, and humiliated. Our conversation about racism always falls short. Everything seems to be going well until we get to the point of making people feel uncomfortable while demanding reparations. For Jesus and Zacchaeus, there cannot be salvation without reparations. For Jesus and Zacchaeus, there can be no salvation without reparations. If you want to meet the salvation of Zacchaeus found, how can we begin to repair the damage that our racism has caused to others? It is easier to speak of salvation from the side of the privileged and oppressor, because in order to control, dominate, and subdue, the one in power decides who does have salvation and who doesn't. The gospel preached by Jesus allows everyone to discover salvation for themselves according to the degree of responsibility that each one has taken for their actions. Zacchaeus in Greek means pure. Don't you find it interesting? This story tells us that in Jericho, there are also pure people behaving like wicked people. In this country, you will find also everything, good and bad people. Racism is a decision, and many times good people also have racist attitudes. We cannot live life, nor a life of faith, if one is not true, is not truth with oneself. Jesus found Zacchaeus, and Zacchaeus found himself. In finding himself, Zacchaeus found his own salvation. The only way in which Zacchaeus can be saved is to save those who he has harmed. There is no such thing as personal salvation. That is white selfishness that leads to inclusivism and marginalization. This morning we went out to find our salvation through consciousness, to the conscience repentance, that kind of repentance that corrects the broken and repairs the damage. May the Spirit of God help us to be humble and Christian enough to be responsible for the damage caused to others, but also for the one who have done to ourselves. To the divine and to the truth that is in us. Jesus came searching for the lost, to reconstruct the destroyed. May the grace of God find us soon. Amen.